The Monarch program is the military's weaponization of the CIA's top secret MKUltra and other mind control experiments and programs. Excerpt from Monarch, the New Phoenix Program, 2007, by Marshall Thomas. The Vietnam War was the formative experience for a generation of CIA and military intelligence personnel involved in the Phoenix Program. They viewed the military defeat in Vietnam as a betrayal on the home front, a loss of will by domestic political enemies, not a military failure against a nationalistic revolution fought as a guerrilla war. The Phoenix Program, assassinating suspected VC, or Viet Cong, sympathizers in a systematic manner, worked well and is the blueprint for the current black operation, also known as gang stalking, targeting thousands of loyal Americans using state-of-the-art microwave and radio frequency radiation weapons. The motivation to suppress domestic dissidents and to assassinate loyal American opposition stems from the perception of dissent against the war as treason. This philosophy is stated very clearly in the Mind War 1980 paper written by Colonel Michael Aquino. The Department of Defense has a huge stake in futuristic technology that kills by ionizing and non-ionizing radiation, leaving little or no trace. The indiscriminate killing of the Phoenix program continues on American soil. The terms soft kill, slow kill, and silent kill refer to the new way of killing the enemy in conflicts short of war and in small wars of the future. The counterinsurgency doctrine has now been applied to the home front so that the perceived betrayal of the military in Vietnam will not be repeated. The generation of CIA and military intelligence led by Ted Shackley, Richard Helms, William Casey, Major John Singlaub, Richard Secord, Major John B. Alexander, Colonel Michael Aquino, Paul Vallelie, and others have built the perfect beast using selective assassination that leaves no trace. The ability to cull the human herd with silent kill technology allows a few personalities to remake the entire society in their own image. Extremely low frequency ELF technology slowly drives the target crazy with silent sound, similar to the CIA MKUltra psychiatrist Dr. Ewan Cameron's psychic driving technique, used to break down the target's personality. The new buzzwords at the Pentagon are synthetic telepathy and psychotronics. Another means of attack on targets is the Smirnoff patent that uses subliminal suggestion to manage and manipulate human behavior. This patent was purchased by the remote viewing company SciTech Corporation. Military intelligence officers involved in developing these, quote, non-lethal weapons, unquote, also control SciTech. Emotional manipulation is accomplished using Dr. Michael Persinger's work to remotely project emotional states that the brain entrains or locks onto and emulates. One can broadcast rage or fear at an individual target to manipulate and control them. As if these methods were not enough to torture and murder people, add to this nightmarish toolbox active gang stalking. CIA-created cults and other cause-oriented groups are used by actively harassing them in public in neutralization techniques described in counterintelligence operation manuals that are aimed at enemy agents. In the race to develop a new weapon, it has always been necessary to test it on human beings. Perfecting the latest weapons designed to kill slowly and silently, as well as perfecting the process of controlling the human mind, are no different. Once the weaponry has been perfected on these few thousand people, the same techniques will be applied en masse to the general population and then to humanity as a whole.